Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Trotro's Bizarre Adventure. Hi there, adventurers. This is a misadventure. It's like a side quest on the adventure through JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, where I'm going to listen to voicemails. Brett from Skeleton House sent in a voicemail about a scene I missed in episode 4 featuring a frog.
Check. Okay, so the 60 seconds, the frog, he's standing on the rock, and then JoJo's like, "What are you doing?" And then Zappelli's like, "Oh, you can probably hear it. I'm playing in the background. I don't have my headphones on." And he's inhaling really deep, and then the water around him starts to ripple, and he starts to glow, and he lifts up his hand, and he's preparing his life forces, and then JoJo says, "What the?" And then he says, "What are those ripples?" Because there's ripples going around Zappelli's legs. "That's unnatural. The energy I'm about to show you is the same as that which soothed the pain of your broken arm." And Zappelli goes to punch the frog on the rock, and he punches him. And then JoJo says, "Stop." And then in slow motion, the frog goes, and he gets punched by Zappelli. And then suddenly the rock under the frog cracks in half, and the frog falls into the water and peacefully swims away. "The frog didn't even notice," says JoJo. Yes. That's it. That's the frog scene.
So yeah, I went back and looked at this scene, and this is a pretty cool scene with a frog. I don't know how I missed this, but it does seem like it's actually pretty substantial, because it kind of shows that, like, a big part of Hamon is that you can punch through things, right? Which then JoJo does later in the episode, in episode 4, when he, like, punches the wall, and then that it, like, explodes the Jack the Ripper guy on the other side of the wall. And then he does in episode 5, where he, like, punches the cliff face, and then the punch, like, travels through the cliff face all the way up to the top in order to punch that little boy off the cliff. So it's pretty cool that that's part of what Hamon does, but I totally missed that the way that the Baron displayed it was by punching a frog real good. Yeah. I guess that's, like, maybe you're supposed to think, like, "Oh, this guy's evil because, like, he's willing to punch a frog. What a monster." But then it turns out that the frog is fine. Okay, bye. Send me a voicemail if you want me to talk about something, and then we'll do a misadventure about it. Goodbye, friends.